It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Election 2013, now in the history books.
And what have we learned that could matter as Michigan approaches?
Decision 2014.
Nice voice of God. Now, of course, we have to be careful about taking the results of low turnout midterm local elections and using them to predict what happens in the future.
Past performance does not guarantee future results. Disclaimers out of the way.
Let's start with drugs.
Marijuana. Legalize it. Actually decriminalize it.
Which is not nearly as catchy when you're writing a reggae tune.
Ferndale, Jackson, and Lansing all voted to allow people over 21 to possess, use, and share an ounce or less of pot on private property without facing local criminal charges.
Ferndale, liberal, progressive city, not super surprising that it would pass there. But then you've got Lansing, the state's capital, seat of government. One could argue that that sends a message. And then finally Jackson, which is pretty conservative. And also interesting to note, these were commanding victories. Voters approved these new laws in each city by over 60%.
So what's next? Do advocates look to other towns, Traverse City, Saginaw, Hazel Park, Mount Clemens, to push the question? Or is it time to go statewide?
Well, we know there are budding efforts in the legislature.
They're still hashing it out.
If those don't go anywhere, there's a good chance we'd see...
You said weed.
We could see a ballot question, not next year, but in 2016, if the legislature doesn't approve something. Right, Tim Beck?
We hope we don't have to go statewide. We hope that the legislature would step up to the plate and do the right thing. Now, if we were to do that, it would be in 2016, but it's still not a guarantee.
That's Tim Beck, one of the leaders of Michigan's decriminalization movement. Thanks to Michigan Public TV's Off the Record for that audio. Beck says they're looking to move statewide support from the low 50% range, where it's right now, to the high 50s or 60% before going to the ballot.
This is one of those strange bedfellow issues that brings together some libertarian Republicans and liberal Democrats. Another one of those issues is gay rights.
Indeed, and there was an LGBT rights question on the ballot this week in Royal Oak. That city, now the 30th Michigan community, to have an LGBT anti-discrimination policy. There's also a credible effort underway in the legislature to add LGBT protections to Michigan's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act.
We have to be careful about reading too much into the Royal Oak results. A loss for LGBT advocates would certainly have been a low to medium level setback, but the win doesn't add a lot of momentum the way that, say, a turnover on the Holland City Council, the election of an openly gay candidate in that conservative community, would have sent a signal about how quickly the GOP base is evolving on the question of gay rights.
It doesn't offer any comfort to opponents of LGBT rights, though.
No. After all, they lost. They failed to create an example of political consequences for moving too fast on this issue.
The key for LGBT advocates is to convince a critical mass of Republicans in Lansing that it's politically safe for them to support expanding Michigan's civil rights law. Are they there yet? Well, here's Governor Rick Snyder's pat response to questions on the topic.
At this point in time, I've got a number of other things that I've had as priorities.
So not yet, says he's waiting on the legislature. Immigration is a top priority for the nerd. LGBT, not so much. Won't say no, won't say yes. Now, compare the nerd's throwaway line to what Detroit Mayor-elect Mike Duggan said on election night. It will not matter if you are gay or straight. The contrast is striking. Mike Duggan putting LGBT acceptance right up front. Detroit has LGBT protections in its civil rights ordinance, but embracing that is certainly not part of the city's recent political history. Now, come next year, when he runs for re-election, will one tough nerd's indecision on this question be an issue in the campaign?
Do you like waffles? Yeah, we like waffles.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.